Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Perek Aleph. In this Perek, we will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words to Yehoshua strengthening him. We'll see Yehoshua command his appointed officials to prepare the nation to cross the Jordan River into the land of Israel. And finally, at the end, we'll see Yehoshua's conversation with the 2.5 tribes whose families were staying back in the land they chose on the eastern side of the Jordan. Yehoshua speaks to them and has a whole conversation with them. Now let's start the first Perek. Just before we start, I want to read 2 Pesukim in Sefer Devarim, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pesukim Zayin and Chet. That will be a backdrop for this Perek. When Moshe announces to Bnei Israel that he won't be continuing on and instead Yehoshua will, at that point Moshe strengthens Yehoshua in the eyes of the nation and tells them, Vayikra Moshe li Yehoshua. Right, Moshe calls Yehoshua, "Vayomer elav le'nechol Yisrael, hazak ve'ematz." Moshe tells Yehoshua in the eyes of all Yisrael, "Be strong and courageous." Pay attention to those words. Remember those words, hazak ve'ematz. It's going to be a running theme throughout our first perek. Ki ata tavo et ha'am hazeh la'aretz asher nishba Adonai la'avotam latet lahem, because you will come or bring this nation into the land that Hashem has promised to your forefathers to give them. And you will distribute it, you will give out the land to them. Vadunai, hu haolech lefanecha, and Hashem, He is the one that is walking in front of you. Hu yihyeh imach, He will be the one with you. Lo yarpecha, velo yaazveka. He will not weaken you, will not leave you. Lo tira velo techa, do not be scared, do not fear. So again, lo yarpecha, lo yaazveka, lo tira velo techa will also be something that comes up in our perek. Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi acharei mot Moshe eved Adonai, and it was after the death of Moshe, the servant of God. This is how Moshe is referred to, the servant of Hashem. And this is how Sefer Yehoshua opens up. Yehoshua himself will merit to be called so as well at the very close of our Sefer after his death. Throughout the entire Sefer, we'll see how Yehoshua led the nation and gained himself the title eved Hashem. Vayomer Adonai Yehoshua binun mesharet Moshe lemor. And Hashem told Yehoshua binun, the servant or the attendant of Moshe, saying, Mesharet Moshe, we saw already in Sefer Shemot and Perek Lamed Gimal, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yehoshua referred to as Mesharet Moshe, right? Mushareto Yehoshua binun nar lo yamish mitoch ha'ohel. So we know Yehoshua is Mesharet Moshe. Now I just want to focus on the name Yehoshua binun. Yehoshua, the son of Nun. If we flip to Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Kaf Vav, we'll see that Nun, Yehoshua's dad, was the son of Elishama ben Amihud, the leader of the Shevet's son, which would make Yehoshua the grandson of the Shevet's Nasi. Within Sefer Yehoshua, we won't see Yehoshua explicitly traced back to his Shevet Ephraim, probably because the Navi portrays him not as the leader of the Shevet, rather as the leader of all of Am Yisrael. Pasuk Bet, Moshe Avdi Met. Hashem continues on in his words, Moshe, my servant, has died. Ve'ata kum avor et ha'yarden hazeh. And now, get up, cross this Jordan River. It was within sight. This Jordan River, it's right here, Bnei Yisrael, in a place called Shittim now, as we'll see in next Perek, about 7 to 8 miles from the Jordan River. Ata v'chol ha'am hazeh, you and the entire nation, el ha'aretz, asher anochi noten lahem l'bnei Yisrael, to the land that I am giving to them, to Bnei Yisrael. Kol makom asher tidroch kaf raglechem bo, lachem netativ. Any place that the sole of your foot shall, this can either mean step, the sole of your foot shall step, or alternatively, it can even mean conquer. We know tidroch, al ve'atal ba'motemo tidroch, could also mean conquer. So any place that the sole of your foot, really, you go ahead and conquer, bo lachem netativ, shall be given to you. I have given to you. Ka'asher dibarti el Moshe. Just as I told Moshe, this is referring to Sefer Devarim. Again, everything is building off what we had in the Torah already. Perek Yud Aleph, Pesukim Kaf Dalet through Kaf Chet. Right over there, Moshe is told, Kol makom asher tidroch kaf raglechem bo lachem yihyeh. Any place that your footsteps or conquers, That's the land that you will get. And over there, the Torah maps out as well Israel's borders, as we're about to do over here. Mehamidbar v'halevanon hazeh. So now it's giving the borders of Eretz Yisrael from the Midbar, from the desert in the south, v'halevanon, all the way in the north, Lebanon, up until the Litani River. V'ad ha'nahar ha'gadol nahar Perat, and until the great river, the big river, the Euphrates, that's in the northeast, modern-day Iraq. Kol Eretz ha'Hittim, all the land of the Hittim. Now, some Mefarshim explain this to either mean all of Eretz Yisrael, Hittim, meaning it's a name that refers to all of Eretz Yisrael. Other Pirushim explain that entire area, as we know, the north part of Eretz Yisrael, was controlled by the Hittite nation, right? Much of Asia Minor, northwest Syria, northwest Mesopotamia, which runs along the Euphrates. So Eretz Hittim is the northern border. That's how we're going to explain it. Eretz Hittim, the northern border. Ve'ad hayam ha'gadol mevo ha'shamesh. And until the great sea, this is the Mediterranean Sea, it's the big sea, the large body of water in that area. Mevo ha'shamesh, where the sun sets, yegibulechem, that's what your borders shall be. So we just mapped up all the borders from the south, swinging all the way up north, running along the Euphrates, up into Lebanon, and on the west, even further than Lebanon, even up all the way towards Mesopotamia, up to the Euphrates River, and west, as far west as the Mediterranean Sea. Lo yitasev ish lefanecha kol yemei chayecha. No one shall stand up to you your entire life. Now, this could have a dual meaning. No one will stand up to you, meaning anyone that gets up to fight you from your enemies will fall by your side. Or no one will stand up to you, no one from Bnei Israel will rebel against your leadership, as the Pesukim will go on to explain. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues his promise, Ka'asher yiti Moshe yeimach lo arpecha ve'lo aizveka. Just as I was with Moshe, I shall be with you. I will not weaken you, and I will not leave you. Right? Just as with Moshe, Moshe was also promised that Hashem will be with him. That was when he assumed his leadership position by the burning bush. Right? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Vayomer ki ehye imach." Over here as well, Yahushua, as he assumes the leadership position, is given the same promise. Hazak ve'ematz. Be strong and be courageous. This is a recurring theme throughout the Perek, mentioned 4 times. Over here in context, as we'll see, this Hazak ve'emas is referring to being strong and courageous in conquering Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk continues, Ki ata tanchil et ha'am hazeh, because you will be the one to distribute the land to this nation, et ha'aretz asher nishbati la'avotam latet lahem, the land that I promised to their forefathers to give to them. So, atat tanchil et ha'am hazeh, you will be the one to distribute the land. This will be a main theme of the Sefer. Right? Yahushua will be dividing up the land of Eretz Yisrael to the Shevatim. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, be strong and courageous to fulfill this important task. And when the Pasuk says, Kash nishpati lavotam, just as I promised their forefathers, we know this happened many times. To Abraham it happened several times. He was promised. To Yitzhak was promised to a few times. Yaakov was also promised a few times. Rak hazak ve'ematz me'od. Just be strong, be very strong and courageous. And over here, this is lishmor la'asot kechol ha'Torah shetzivecha Moshe avdi. So over here, the strong and courageous is to keep and to do the entire Torah. To keep, meaning the mitzvot lo ta'aseh, and la'asot is the mitzvot aseh. So over here, hazak ve'ematz is be strong and courageous in keeping the Torah, and don't sway, don't move from it right or left. Lema'an taskil b'chol asher telech. For what purpose? So you can be successful in everything you do. Yahushua's success is contingent upon keeping the Torah. Lo yamush sefer haTorah hazeh mipicha. This book of Torah should not depart from your mouth. Vehagita bo yomam v'layla, and you shall speak it, or alternatively, you can focus on it all day. in the day and in the night, leman tishmor la'asot kichol ha'kaduv bo, so you shall keep and do everything that's written in it, ki az tasliach ha'terachecha ve'az taskil, because only then, and again, stressing the precondition of keeping the Torah mitzvot, will you be successful in your ways, and will you be successful. It's a double language of being successful. What's the Sefer Torah that's being referred to over here? This could either be the Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote, or possibly one that Yehoshua wrote, like all kings must write an additional Sefer Torah for themselves. FYI, Harambam categorizes Yehoshua as a king in regards to all laws pertaining to kings. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues on, Halo siviticha hazak vehemas, I have commanded you to be strong and courageous. And over here, Rashi explains, be strong and courageous in war. And as it seems to be, that is the context of the Peshat of the Pasuk, what it's referring to over here, as the Pasuk continues, Al ta'aros ve'al techat. Don't be scared, don't be afraid, which is a language that is used by wars. In the Humash, we saw this commandment a couple of times, not to be afraid in the context of upcoming wars. You can see the first perek in Devarim, Ki amecha Adonai Elohecha b'chol asher telech, because I am with you. Hashem, your God, is with you everywhere you go. That takes care of the first parasha in the Sefer. Now we move on to Yehoshua commanding his officers to get ready. V'sav Yehoshua et shoterei ha'am le'mor, and Yehoshua commanded the shoterim of the nation, the law enforcers of the nation. We know these law enforcers are also the ones that project what Yehoshua needs to get be told to the nation. They're the ones that address the nation in a time of war as well. And what does Yehoshua command them to say? Ivru bekerev ha'machaneh, v'savu et ha'am le'mor, hachinu lachem seda. Pass through the midst of the camp and command the nation, saying, prepare for yourselves provisions. Ki be'od sheloshet yamim atem avinim teredin azeh lavo lareshet ta'ares asher Adonai Elohechem noten lachem rishta. Because in another 3 days, you're crossing over this Jordan River, to go ahead and conquer the land that Hashem, your God, has given you to inherit, to take over, to conquer. In another 3 days, they will be moving towards the Jordan, or actually cross the Jordan, which will be on Yud Nisan. So 3 days earlier would be on Zayin Nisan, according to the Hadak. Others point out, have the date as Vav Nisan. Now it's interesting to mention that last parasha ended off with Hashem commanding Yehoshua, Halo Siviticha, to be strong and courageous to fight his wars, as we explained. And this parasha opened up with Yehoshua commanding, by Sav Yehoshua, the officers to get ready to cross the Arden and conquer the land. Yehoshua acts quickly in light of the command that he received. And now, as Yehoshua prepares to cross the Arden and conquer Eretz Yisrael, he turns to his warriors that are on the front lines. V'la Ruveni, v'la Gadi, v'la Hasi, Shevet HaMnashe, to the Uven Gad, and the half tribe of Menashe, Amar Yehoshua, the more Yehoshua told them, saying, Zachor, remember the thing that Moshe, the servant of God, commanded you, saying, Adonai Elohechem miniach lachem natan lachem et ha'aretz hazot, Hashem your God is giving you rest, giving you meaning a portion to rest on, and natan lachem et ha'aretz hazot, and he has given you this land. What's this commandment that Moshe commanded these 2.5 tribes? This is recorded in both Sefer Bemidbar and Perek Lamid Bet, see Pasuk Kafe, and also in Sefer Devarim, Peregimal Pasuk Yud Het. After the 2.5 tribes requested their portion of land on the eastern side of the Jordan River, Moshe got worried. It was only 38 years prior that their parents said that they were scared and they didn't want to enter Eretz Yisrael by Het HaMeragelim, and the entire generation paid with their lives. And also, we know that there's a mutual responsibility for one another in Bnei Yisrael. Moshe is worried that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wipe out all of Bnei Yisrael over their, in Moshe's eyes, complaint. The 2.5 tribes addressed both of Moshe's concerns by saying, we will fight on the front lines and won't return home until Bnei Yisrael receive their Nahalot. So, one, we're not scared to enter Eretz Yisrael, we'll fight on the front lines. And two, we understand that we are all responsible for one another in Bnei Yisrael, and we will lead the fight. And Moshe accepts this answer and solution. Yehoshua now reminds them about their promise to lead the way in battle. Neshechem Tapechem u'miknechem yeshevu ba'aretz asher natan lachem Moshe be'aver ha'Yarden. Your wives, your children, your flock will sit, will live in the land that Moshe has given you on the bank of the Jordan, you cross the Jordan on the eastern side of the Jordan. Ve'atem tavru hamushim lifnei achechem kol gibur ha'chayil va'azaretem otam. And you will pass armed in front of your brothers, all the men of war, and you shall help them. Ad, until asher yaniach Adonai la'achechem kachem, until Hashem gives your brothers rest, like He gave you, ve'yareshu gam hem et ha'ares asher Adonai la'achechem noten lahem, and they shall also inherit and take over the land that Hashem, your God, has given them, v'shavtem le'eretz yirushatchem v'rishtem ota, and then, and only then, can you return back to the land of your inheritance and conquer it. Asher natan lachem Moshe avid Adonai be'ev ha'aretz mizrach ha'shamesh, that Moshe, the servant of God, has given you on the other side of the Jordan, on the eastern side of the Jordan. So what's interesting also over here is we see that all of the eastern side of the Jordan wasn't fully conquered yet. Only after the conquest of the western side of the Jordan, Eretz Canaan, can the 2.5 tribes finish conquering the eastern side. Hazal also have this order to conquer the western side first, and then the eastern side. And now they answer Yehoshua, Vaya'anu et Yehoshua lemor. And they answer Yehoshua saying, Kol asher sivitanu na'ase. Everything you have commanded us, we will do. Ve'el kol asher tishlachayinu nelech. And anywhere that you will send us, we will go. Kechol asher shamanu el Moshe, ken yishma elecha. Just as we listen to Moshe, so too we will listen to you. Rak yadunai elecha imach kasher haya im Moshe. Just Hashem should be with you the same way He was with Moshe. This reminds us of the opening pesukim in the perek where HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yehoshua, kasher hayiti im Moshe ehyeh imach. Kol ish asher yamre et picha. And the 2.5 tribes, they continue saying, any man that disobeys your words, v'lo yishma devarecha nechol asher tetzavenu, yumat. And he doesn't listen to the words of anything you commanded to say, shall die, rak hazak ve'ematz. And we end up with the words, end of the perek, with just be strong and courageous. So even if it was just the 2.5 tribes saying this, obviously all of Bnei Yisrael agreed to what was being said over here. So whoever rebels against Yehoshua gets death. And they end up by saying, Hazak ve'ematz to Yehoshua, be strong and courageous. Yehoshua hears these words, Hazak ve'ematz, 4 times in this perek, 3 from God, 1 from Bnei Yisrael, stressing its importance. That closes off the first perek. We saw our new leader, Yehoshua, be strengthened by God, and at the same time, told to make sure to keep and preserve the Torah, Lishmor la'asot k'chol ha'katuv bo. It is so important that a big theme, if not the theme, of this Sefer, Yerushat Ha'aretz, the conquering of Eretz Yisrael, is conditioned on Asiyat and Shemirat HaTorah, keeping and doing the Torah, as Hashem mentioned, Lema'an taskil b'chol asher te'ech, that is the condition so you shall be successful everywhere you go. By the way, Yehoshua, in his last speech to Yisrael before he dies, will repeat this message as his main message to the nation. Right over there, you'll see, V'chazakteh me'od ishmor v'la'asot k'chol ha'katuv b'sefer Torat Moshe. Right after Yehoshua receives his words of strength, he moves right into action. Preparation to enter Eretz Yisrael. He calls on his officers to walk through the camp and announce that we're going in 3 days and prepare all provisions necessary, and calls on his front lines to make sure that they live up to the promise that they promised Moshe to fight all of Yisrael's battles to conquer the land before returning home. In next perek, we'll see Yehoshua continue his preparations by sending spies into the land.